A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 14th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe ahead of the 2018 elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
A Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
The opposition, you don't see really very clear ideological position that they have that differ from the rhetoric of the ruling party, ZANU-PF, leaning to the left when it has gone right of political ideologies. And I think that that is part of the problem, that no political party really has come up with something that is seen to be a real alternative which can then be able to challenge ZANU-PF.
Yambona zani wakadeshi au manga wote, mba amaika njana angkona maninga kulu nwaskanila ii MPC, kadeshi hiri niwa alisile pate njale, ule MPCT, ule ganuwe. So kakadeshi nje maninga kulu, kupende njale kubela ile people first. Kota ule temba wuti ama pati lawa azahlangana abumbe into eyiwani ithemba lankhona likhona phana kodwa khathesi nje kungamaqenjana ungamahlephuhlepha kuqedakale kwakhathesi.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the state of Zimbabwe's opposition parties.
Last week, Zimbabwe saw the birth of yet another opposition party, the Zimbabwe, the People's Democratic Party. So it's called, I'll say it again, the People's Democratic Party. There are also signs that former Vice President Joyce Mujuru is ready to launch her own party after releasing what has been termed her election manifesto.
Though elections are only coming up in 2018, political jostling has already started with the push for a coalition to challenge President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, kunjalo foi. Gibbs, nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu mapato anopikisa. Tiri kuona kuti nemusi chishanu svondo rapera kwakapinda rimwe bato idzva mudariro People's Democratic Party iro rinotungamirwa navatendai Biti. Uye panenge pari kuratidza kuti amai Joyce Mujuru nevamwe vavakabuda muZANU-PF vanogona kupindawo munyaya idzodzi dzezvematongerwo enyika. Kwagara kune mamwe mapato akaita sana MDC. MDC inotungamirwa navatsvangirai neimwe inotungamirwa navanxuve nemamwewo mapato akaita sana ZAPU, vana Transform Zimbabwe nemamwe Gibbs.
Yeah, but Zalanzi Zimbabwe lingalichona njani lapho likhona khona ngapho thina ngapha siphelele sibila kwamagama. Yeah, namhlanje ke udaba lwethu sikhuluka ngalo sikhuma khona ukuthi kambe ama opposition parties kume sithi amabandla aphikisayo amenjani kwele Zimbabwe. Sizwile ke ngeviki phelileyo kule bandla okuthiwa ke yi People's Democratic Party ikamnumzana uBidi esingani sibunjiwe kuzobuya ke lo unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru ufuna ukuthi abumbe elakhe kodwa ke abantu bathi amabandla lawa Blessing one mane kakhulu so bathi angavele bambane enxa kungaphuma nje okukhanyayo ukuthi aya ngapi kuze taphikise kakhulu ibandla libosayo ele ZANU-PF. So ke sunuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngakhona ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo eZimbabwe amenjani xa lifuna ukuthi lingene kathesi ke kuhlelo nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Kulman says as well.
And I think we have our first two guests. First, we have Professor Shadrach Guto. Professor Guto, good evening.
Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners. I'm at UNISA. Yeah.
Th- Thank you so much. Of course, Professor Guto, we all know him in Zimbabwe. He was once at the University of Zimbabwe. He's a political analyst based in South Africa. And like he said there, he's at the University of South Africa. And we also have Mr. Jacob Mafume, the spokesperson for the newly minted People's Democratic Party. Mr. Mafume, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Professor Guto. He's quite an inspiration to
all. You are both lawyers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Learned friends. Okay.
Gibbs. And here we are adjudicators, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Can we say learned friends as well, right? So now let's start with you, Mr. Mafume. It seems as if there are so many parties in Zimbabwe. I've lost count. I think there are about 25, right? And what are you doing? You know, all these parties looking for one thing to rule Zimbabwe.
Well, I think Zimbabweans must understand that they are in a multi-party democracy. A multi-party democracy is not a dual-party democracy. There is nothing confusing about many political parties. We have people who are now getting used to choice. This is a world of choice. If you look at established democracies like the UK, you have the SNP, you have the Green Party, you have the Labour Party, you have the Conservatives. All over Europe, democracies are developing towards multi-partyism. If you look at Kenya, the numbers are even more, but they've been able to achieve change. There has been a misnomer in Zimbabwe that you can only bring change when you are united. I believe that unity is a process word. Remember, ZANU-PF and ZAPU were two different parties executing the liberation struggle from one front to the other. But I believe at this point in time, we need to live in a multi-party democracy where people are given a choice, not academically, but in every sense of the word. We need 1,000 flowers to bloom, in the words of Mao Tse-Tung a few years ago. We need things to come to the surface and people are able to pick what is best for them. So I believe that the more the merrier. Let's hit this beast called ZANU-PF from many angles. Let's hit it from People First. Let's hit it from MVCT. Let's hit it from PDP. And let's hit it from wherever one can throw a stone, a knife, a bazooka, as long as they are targeting it at ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. And Professor Guto, what is your take on these many parties in Zimbabwe? You know, some analysts now say if you put five Zimbabweans in one room, after 30 minutes, they will form five political parties, even though there are four.
Okay. I think that it is important to be able to say, is multi-partyism really what we want to achieve? And what does that mean? Does it really contribute to strengthening or weakening democracy? The second one is really to say, when you talk about multi-partyism, what really differentiates the parties? Is it the policy? Is it the ideology? Is it the personalities of the people heading them, and so on? So, and many more other things. Is it tribalism? Is it regionalism? Is it gender, and so on and so forth? So I think it is very important for us to be careful when we deal with the question of multi-partyism as a concept within a democratic system, to be able to say that sometimes you have parties which are multiple parties, but they are, in final analysis, they are the same. The language may be different, you know, phrased differently, but in terms of ideology, in terms of thinking about the political economy of the country, in terms of thinking about issues of governance and so on, they're not different. So I think that is part of the problem where Zimbabwe is at the moment, that movements toward multi-partyism have created total confusion among the public and the general masses, or the povo in Zimbabwe, if we use Zimbabwean terms. And we need to get clarity out of that, and I don't think there's clarity. Secondly, I would say that looking at Zimbabwe at the moment, ZANU-PF is at a stage of implosion. In other words, it is imploding. It is actually blowing itself into pieces. Because, and I think that also ought to be looked at, and how this, all these new parties really can engage with the various branches of ZANU-PF under different names to be able to say, where do they want to take Zimbabwe now?
Thank you so much, Professor Guto, for your wise words. I think we are now being joined by our third guest, that is Mr. Obet Gutu. Not Guto, Obet Gutu. You know, that's why we say we are one, Africans are one. Mr. Gutu, of course, is the spokesperson for the Movement for Democratic Change Formation, led by Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai. Mr. Gutu, I think you heard what Professor Guto is saying there about the confusion in Zimbabwe, and I think I agree with him.
Oh, yeah, it's a pity I just got connected a few seconds ago. Thank you for having me. Let me say I'm pretty very happy, very excited to listen to Professor Shadrack Guto. He taught me property law way back at the law school many years ago when I was a younger man. Thank you, Prof. Guto. Anyway.
Right. So the question, Mr. Gutu, is can these various opposition parties in Zimbabwe work together? Is it possible?
I would say yes. I don't really see a problem here, a blessing, because we are saying as the MDC, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, our program really is, our trajectory going forward is to say we are looking at issues. We're an issues and ideas-based political organization. Mm-hmm. It is not so much about personalities. It is not so much about whether it's A or B or C leading the coalition or whatever you might want to call it. It is more about issues like, do we have the same mission? Do we share the same vision for our country, Zimbabwe? Do we share the same ideology? As you know, we are a social democratic party with a very strong labor bias because we're basically formed from the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. So we are saying, look, as long as we can compare notes, we are of the view that we have the same vision to establish a democratic developmental state in Zimbabwe, a state that is progressive, that respects property rights, that respects its citizens' fundamental human rights, that also has a free press, that is basically protective of the rights of its citizens generally, then we have no problems whatsoever in actually working with similar-minded political parties.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for those of you who are just joining us. Good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the state of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe. Gibbs, regatori mterero yekutanga. Vatorima, makadi?
Ndakanaka hangu, makadi iko ikoko.
Aiwa, tiripoti. Peo pfungwa dzenyine mamiriro akaita mapata anopikisa.
Mapata anopikisa, pane mamo anongopikisa zvawo asi asingapikisi. Because ukatarisa mapato akaita sana Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe. Surely you can see kuti RDZ zvandambenge kana ndakaitarisa ndenge nchiona kuti it means road to the destruction of Zimbabwe, because my leaders actually only go to Nyaso now because they are too ambitious.
Vatorima, ati rambidze edu kukritisaiza mamwe mapato, asi munofanira kuziva kuti ikodzero yemunhu wese kuti kana achida kuvamba bato rake anongovamba, tisingava nyombe edu. Ngatitaurei mafacts chete ekuti sei musingawirirane nawo.
bato rinovamba ka bato rinenge chivambwa nomunhu rinenge unenge uchivamba une vana vo muZimbabwe vanotatsira shanduko nemaumirira akaita upenyu mazuva ano. Saka tikangoti munhu anokwanisa kungovamba bato pese pese nenguva dzimwe dzisingaiti zvinenge zvinenge zvichiomera vanhu vaya vaunenge uchisevenzesa. Ndo chokutanga. Chechipiri, mapato anenge achiita zvokupikisa aya, mapato anenge achiita zvokupikisa, freedom dzose dzokupikisa idzi dzazouya pakambokanganiswa kanganiswa vana vatsvangirai. Zvino ndosaka muchiona chiita kuda kurambirana nevamwe maleaders kuti vamwe maleaders they are too ambitious, chinangwa chavanacho hachisida kunyatsosungunura vana vezimbabwe pamatambudziko avanawo. Zvokuti kana ukatarisa mapato mamwe even so munoziva ndanzwa mumwe achitaura kuti ava kuma25 ukanyatsokutarisa kuti pavanotadza kunyatsopavanosongana chaipo chaipo semapato anopikisa tovanototi vane chinhu one in common beside kungotoda kubvisa ZANUPF. What about kana wabvisa ZANUPF iwe uchaita chii? You see? So unozonyatsokuona kuti vamwe vanhu vanoda kuita destroy democracy, handizi vanoda kuita destroy mama efforts akatangwa nevanhu vakaita sana Morgan Tsvangirai. Vakatanga maefforts okuda kusungunura vanhu kuti tofanirwa kuva neconstitution yakanaka, tofanirwa kuva nedemocracy, tofanirwa kuva nethis and that. Then vamwe vanhu vavanga vachisevenza navo vaakubuda vaita zvimapato zvavo. So I want to tell vana vezimbabwe kuti iyo MDC chaiyo chaiyo, devara rinoti MDC rakamirira Morgan delivers change, and the change ndo yatinoda sevana vezimbabwe. Kwete kungoti bato rinongo mapato anongomera pose pose sehoa. Hazvisirizvo. And it cannot take Zimbabwe anyway. Vana vezimbabwe nemaproblem akakura kudarika kufomiwa kuri kuita mapato.
Tinotenda vatoriba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, what Mr. Toriba is saying in short, according to him, Tsvangirai is the only legitimate leader, and he does not understand why there are too many parties. But like I pointed out to him, the constitution allows for anyone, you know, even Mr. Gibbs here to form his own party. You know, like the one I want to form, you chop, I chop. You know.
So I think that one... it's a very good name, but I don't think you have any vote, even at your home. So now let's get back to Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, I think perhaps the problem that is there in Zimbabwe is, you know, the leadership issues concerning any coalition. So briefly, I'll give you a minute to respond to that, and then immediately we go to Professor Kuto, and then Mr. Kutu. So let's start with you, Mr. Mafume. So what's the problem with having a coalition and a specific leader for that coalition?
Well, I think there is no problem with having a coalition. We remember after our Mandela Revolution, we pioneered the idea of a grand coalition in Zimbabwe. We mentioned that the only way forward was the creation of a grand coalition. Now, when we're forming a coalition, which is an electoral coalition, timing is everything. When and how you do it is everything. You just don't declare the leaders in advance. You don't declare your strategies in advance. You don't go around saying your strategies in the open as if your opponents are stones who cannot react to what you are doing. We have said, let's all go into the coalition with an open mind. The leader will come out. It will come out. People can always agree on how you select the leader. The getting a leader is the least of our problems in Zimbabwe. As you can see, many people can lead. Transferring power has been our problem. We have had so many leaders who have failed to transfer power. We need to transfer power from ZANU-PF to another entity. And we have to be very precise and careful how we create that strategy.
Thank you very much. One minute. One minute is over. You know, the greatest strategy is to tell a politician to stop talking. You know?
Yeah.
You stand a chance of being criticized too. Professor Kuto, your take on this issue, the leadership of any opposition. 1 minute.
I think that, first of all, coalitions, there are two ways of forming them. Mm-hmm. You can either form them as you go to elections, or you all go to elections and say, let us win as much as we can individually, and then after the elections, then we form a coalition government. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one Zimbabweans want to follow. Mm-hmm. I would support the idea of each political party really working towards winning voters, and then at the end, after the election, mm-hmm. then they form coalitions. Mm-hmm. The second one is to say we need to build institutions in Zimbabwe, reinvigorate institutions that support constitutional democracy. And I don't think that any of the parties at the moment is focusing on that.
Mm. Mr. Kutu? 1 minute.
Thank you, Gabe. Look, our position as the MDC is that, the issue really of a coalition is an issue that we have always been talking about, to say, look, let's have a coalition of parties or of people or political players who have the interests of the people at heart. Let me repeat to say, it's not about personalities. It has never been an issue to say, the coalition has to be led by a particular person or by particular persons. But then you have to also look at the situation on the ground to say, look, everyone who forms a political party, ordinarily you want, if you are serious, to form a government in the event that you win an election. Mm-hmm. I would be surprised to have a political party that is formed with no desire of forming a government after contesting a free and fair election. So obviously, as the MDC, we say, look, we are arguably the biggest and most popular political party. And obviously, it is also a fact that there are other smaller parties. I'm not trying to really look down upon them, but it is actually a cold hard fact that there are numerous other political parties in Zimbabwe who are invariably, in terms of popular appeal and support base, considerably smaller than the MDC. So with respect, it would obviously not make much sense to have a leader of a small fringe party being chosen to be the leader of a coalition. So all things being equal, the situation on the ground is that the most obvious and natural choice of the leader of a grand coalition, if you want to call it that, is none other than Morgan Richard Tsvangirai.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kutuye. Abakuluma lapha ke kungani kuyachiyana sibili ngoba umnumzana uMafume ngokubona wakhe uthi hey kuyomela abantu bavumelane bayibumbe abakubumbayo basebona lapha bayakhona. Wasengena ke uprofessor lapha ekhuluma esithi xa ukuthi kule coalition engabunjwa kungangcono ukuthi abantu balungise ukuthi okhokhelayo mbani sebezuzile amavoti abo sebehlezi phansi sebeyabelana ukuthi kumele kuhambe kunje kunje. Kwazokungena ke umnumzana uGudu uthi hayi phela okumele kubonakale ukuthi kulamanye amabandla amakhulu blessing amabandla lawo makhulu ukuthi anjenge-MDCT ngokutsho kwakhe. So uthi nxa kungabunjwa-ke i-coalition leyo sokumele ukuthi-ke uMorgan Tsvangirai umnumzana-ke azibambela ngoba ule bandla elikhulu. So kutsho kaGudu lokho
hongu tiri kutarisa kuti kana pachida kuumbwa kuti mapato aite mushandira pamwe pangaitwe sei manzwa vamafume vachitaurapo kuti vanofanira kugara pasi vane pfungwa dzakafanana hakusungoti ngatingobatanei chete pasina chouviri chiri kunotarisirwa ipapo vaGutu vari kuti ivo ndovane vanhu vakawanda nekudaro vanofanira kutungamira. Professor Guto vati zvinokwanisika kuti mapato esaya vatsvage rutsigiro vari mapato akasiyana. Munokwanisa kuti panopera sarudzo munokwanisa kuzobatana. Tiri kuona zviri kuitika kunana Britain nekune dzimwe nyika. Regai tore mumwe muteereri wedu vamakosi makadii?
Hama dzangu ndinofara chose.
Aiwa, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndiri kuti inini zvechokwadi demokrasi yakanaka kuti munyika muite tumapolitical parties. Asi ngatitarisei nyaya yemuZimbabwe kuti pachezvai yakamira sei uyezve mapolitical parties aya ari genuine here nekuti maonero andinoita pamwe mapolitical parties ari kuumbwa nezanupf pachezvai just to disturb mapolitical parties akaita sana MDC dzakakura idzi. Fine, tinogona kuzvibvumira kuti munyika munofanwa kuita mapolitical parties nekuda kwekuti mutemo uno unobvumira izvozvo. Asi maagendas avo ndeyekuti vari kuda kurwisa ZANUPF kana vari kuda ZANUPF vorwisana futi pachavo ivo semapolitical parties zvokuda munyika munogoramba muine chaos isingagadziriki. Ari muzvona Saka kuti isusetanzi coalition hongu yakanaka, asi coalition ichizenge ichiuya nevanhu vane maagenda zvakaita sevamwe vakomana vabvamuna naMDC vangachenzana naMDC. Indosina kuti kana mukakanganisa vamuri mumba ka, gadzirisana muri mumba kwete kupatanuka. Ukapatanuka uchinda kunoita chako ka, zvakuratidza kuti une maambitions akasiyana nevamwe vese. Nekuti vanhu ava vari kubuda vachiita timo mapolitical parties vachigadzirisana vari mu one political party very strong inokwanisa kuita kutatana nezanu PF yoparadza zanu PF kana kuri kuti kupadzira zanu PF. Handizvi?
Aiwa. Ndi
kuita kuti indikona inyaya yezvigaro ino irikuita zvimapolitical parties zvishwande. Nyaya yekuda mupower.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamakosi. What our caller is saying is that the main reason why there are so many political parties in Zimbabwe is simply the issue of leadership. People want to be leaders in their own right. And as a result, this is causing serious divisions within the ranks of the opposition groups.
Let's go to Professor Kuto, because we actually requested him to come for a few minutes and now...
He has a prior engagement.
Yeah, he's got a prior engagement. Professor Kuto, your last word.
No, I would say that really personalization of politics in Zimbabwe is worrying, where people begin to think it is either ZANU-PF is Robert Mugabe. The opposition ought to be Shangri, and so on. So it is personalizing politics rather than looking at what is the party really offering to the country in terms of democratizing it, in terms of repairing it, in terms of moving it forward. I think we need thinking that really go in that direction rather than, you know, pressing personalities that lead this organization. The last thing I would really want to say is, I mentioned it earlier, focusing on institution of democratic governance, because that is what Zimbabwe lacks, and that is what ZANU-PF lacks as a ruling party in Zimbabwe. But very few of them are focusing on that. So I think that if new political parties are really coming up, they ought to be able to show Zimbabweans where they are going to take them. But I also believe any political party in Zimbabwe today that doesn't connect with the diaspora of Zimbabwe, because the crisis in Zimbabwe, political, economic, and so on, has driven so many people outside, and those people are resources to rebuilding a new Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Professor, for that brilliant analysis. And I think Mr. Gutu also had a prior engagement, but we'll ask him to stay a bit, maybe for the first 3 or so minutes, so that we can conclude with him. Gibbs, I think there's another caller. Pumulan Ndebele?
Yes, Baba Ndebele. Unga unjani?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ubambe kona possibility yabuya kuwe ngoba lamhlanje sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi wena ucabanga njani nxa sokubuya khona kwesixoxa ngakho ukuthi amabandla kumele phela ahlangane. Kumbe sithi abambane ukuze thi alwisane kuhle lebandla lezanu-PF. So ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana mnumzane.
Okay, baba mbambe.
Kulungile baba.
So of course we have said thank you so much and goodbye to Professor Guto, who was on the line from Johannesburg in South Africa, and Mr. Jacob Mafume, spokesperson, People's Democratic Party, and Mr. Obed Gutu, spokesperson, MDC. Please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube, and I hope you are following us even on Twitter and Facebook. This is Kip Stube saying, stay tuned.